USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is again apologizing after the TechBooks report on Hunter Biden's business dealings in the Ukraine. Dorsey tweeted Friday that blocking the story was wrong and that the company's policy and enforcement have been updated. Dorsey is still expected to be called before the Senate Judiciary Committee next week to testify on the matter. Senior Trump campaign advisor Mercedes Schlapp says Dorsey's moves are too little too late. She tells Fox News that Twitter has proven they hold a double standard on what they see as the truth.
I think we've seen this, for example, when President Trump said that he was immune to COVID, they put that as misleading. They labeled it as misleading, which we know when a Harvard study came out basically saying that if you get COVID, you'd be immune for about 4 months. But, of course, they won't call the Harvard study misleading. So they're being very selective as to what they're deciding as to which content to approve or fact check or not.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Negotiations over a stimulus package appear to be at a standstill, with no progress being made despite President Trump's willingness to agree to a larger package than previously proposed. The President and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin believe House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way of a final bill. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The President and I and others are not giving up.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on CNBC. President Trump saying he would raise his offer for a new stimulus package, but believes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way. The Treasury Secretary continues.
I think her all-or-nothing approach doesn't make sense for the American public, and politics are getting in the way. But the President and I are determined to keep working on a larger comprehensive deal. By the way, if they would approve standalone checks, which is mostly direct deposits, we could get that money out quickly as well.
Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell intends to bring a separate bill to the Senate floor for a vote on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Employees of social media companies are encouraged to make political donations, and a nonprofit group has the breakdown. USA Network's Val Dior reports.
Facebook and Twitter employees have sent more than 90% of political donations to Democrats so far in 2020. That amount includes all federal donations from Facebook and Twitter employees this year based on records available through OpenSecrets.org, a research group that tracks money in politics by the nonprofit Center for Responsive Politics. An analysis from the conservative watchdog group Media Research Center found the employees at both tech giants contributed millions in individual donations and in political action committee or PAC donations. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he wants to save an expiring nuclear arms deal between the U.S. and Russia. Putin said Friday he'd like to extend the New START treaty one additional year to give the nations time to agree on a longer extension. It's currently set to expire in February of 2021. The New START Treaty, signed in 2010, sets limits on the number of deployed nuclear warheads, missiles, and bombers for both countries. And a soda icon is making its exit, Coca-Cola announcing that it will discontinue Tab by the end of this year. First released in 1963 as the company's first diet soda, the low-calorie drink became a hit in the 1980s. The company says it will leave store shelves by the end of the year as it focuses on more popular brands. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.